Jaron Taylor's voice comes out just above a whisper.
After I got shot in my neck, I seen a flash, and then I didn't feel anything. I just looked down and seen blood.
While Taylor was with friends in South Philly, a dispute erupted between neighborhood rivals. He was shot once in his leg and once in his neck. The second bullet left a scar in the middle of his neck, just below his Adam's apple. Taylor's a slim guy with hair pulled into short, tight braids and a lot of gang tattoos.
I don't even play with guns no more because I'm not trying to go to jail. In my city, where I'm from, we go to war with people. Like, people die and stuff every day, but, like, you can isolate yourself and you can, like, get a job and just do better and you don't have to be around that type of environment.
Philly police don't usually call these groups gangs. They're not big like the Bloods or the Crips. Taylor was a member of one in South Philly.
I'm not in a gang. Where I'm from, we don't rep gangs. We just rep blocks, like the street we come from. I'm from 19th Street. I'm from 19 with Taylor.
He still lives down there and says he's trying to stay away from that dangerous world that led him to prison for gun possession. The 22-year-old says he came home from prison determined not to go back, but unsure of how to move his life forward. He's gotten some help from a crime prevention strategy called focused deterrence. It helped him land a job.
Right now, I'm just like cleaning remotes and stuff so we can repair them and package them and ship them back out. That's basically it. And I'm just cleaning them, making sure they're like perfect and with no scratches and all that. Well, I like my job. Everything I do at my job, I like.
It's not a fancy gig, but Taylor says he likes working here at the Goodwill facility near 7th and Spring Garden Streets, processing donated goods and other items. Philly's focused deterrence uses both carrot and stick. Police are the stick, pressuring gang members not to shoot each other by promising to go after them if one of them shoots someone else. Reuben Jones essentially is the carrot. He offers help to guys like Taylor, who are trying to get their lives back on track.
Jan is what we hope for in this strategy. A young person who came in, you know, took advantage of the opportunities presented. He's doing really, really well here.
Jones grew up in North Philly and is an integral piece of focused deterrence. His help landing a job or getting a GED can be particularly useful for guys like Jaron Taylor, who have a criminal record, no high school diploma, and little work experience. He knows their struggles firsthand. Jones served 15 years in prison for robbery and aggravated assault. Jaron Taylor says without help from Jones and the focused deterrence strategy,
I would have still been looking for a job, but I would have been in the streets more because I wouldn't have had opportunities. I probably would have been doing things that I'm not supposed to be doing, like selling drugs or playing with guns and just following after like the people I hang around.
Goodwill employs just over a dozen men from the program. They learn the importance of showing up on time, following instructions, and other employment basics. 22-year-old Michael Bradley has worked here for about 5 months.
My mom, when I called her like and told her like that I had the job, she cried on the phone. And, like, she was just happy. She's like, I'm proud of you. Like, she wake me up every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, waking me up. Like, mom, I don't gotta be to work till 8 o'clock. She said, I don't care. It's 5 o'clock. Get washed up and dressed now. You're going to leave out here at 7. My dad, they're proud of me. Like.
Bradley and Jaron Taylor both excelled so much in their jobs that Goodwill offered them full-time permanent positions. They're both also working to get their GEDs. Bradley, too, had been caught up in South Philly's world of gangs and went to prison. He has 2 young daughters who inspire him to stay out of trouble.
I don't think I would make it to C22. I'm about to be 23 in a couple of months. I'm getting older now, so, like, hang out in the streets and on the corners, they're like, it's not there no more. Like, selling drugs is not for me. Everybody don't get a second chance. And I'm glad that I got a second chance. Like, tomorrow ain't promised to nobody, so.
Reuben Jones says focused deterrence came along at the right time.
A lot of these guys are crying out for help. They don't want to be ducking bullets or running from the police or, you know, getting injured or hurting people. They just don't have a lot of, you know, skill sets that can, you know, lead to opportunity. They just need somebody to believe in them and give them a chance where they can have a start towards a new life. And I think focused deterrence has done that.
It's early, but there are already positive signs in South Philadelphia. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.